You are listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Adults affected by ADHD will be helped to succeed, enjoying their life in the process. Hosted by Abigail Werf, coach, author, and speaker. Abigail's focus is helping adults with ADHD live their best lives professionally and personally.
Hi, this is Abigail, and I'm an ADHD coach who works with adults, college students, and couples affected by ADHD. Aside from this podcast, I'm the author of the book Forget Perfect: How to Succeed in Your Profession and Personal Life Even If You Have ADHD. I bring up the book because the title is my approach to this podcast, Forget Perfect. My goal is to provide you with information and suggestions to help you have a better life, but the information is of no help to you unless I get it to you. So bear with me in any mistakes, do-overs, or sound issues. I am not going for perfect. I am going for getting this information out to you in a timely manner. Today's topic is getting help without mentioning your ADHD. As has been discussed before on this podcast, unfortunately, our current society is not one where it is great to go around telling everyone you have ADHD, unless, of course, it is related to your profession, like it is in my case. This causes a dilemma. What do you do when you need help but don't want or shouldn't say you are affected by ADHD? First off, think if there is someone who already knows who could help you. That may be a solution. If that is not an option, what do you do? Ask for help without explaining you are affected by ADHD. We often explain too much about things, a habit I, for one, am working on. When we have a request, we often think we have to explain the whole history behind the request instead of just making the request. It is like we need to say a preamble, as in the preamble of the Constitution, before we get to the point. Sometimes we do, but more often we don't need the preceding explanation. For example, instead of saying, I have a really bad back and it's difficult for me to lift heavy things, so could you help me lift this box? I would really appreciate it. Say instead, I would appreciate it if you could help me lift this box. It would be a big help. Thanks. So instead of explaining you have ADHD and how that is causing problems and you need help, just ask for the help. Let's say you're working in a room where there are other people who are distracting you because they are talking loud. First, see if you can solve the problem yourself by maybe finding another room that is quieter to work in. Maybe put on headphones on that exclude ambient sound. You may have to ask them to talk a little quieter, but you can do that without explaining about the ADHD. Just ask them politely if they could turn the volume down a little until you finish. Of course, they may or may not be receptive, but if you ask nicely and succinctly, you are more likely to achieve success. Also, be careful when asking for help not to put yourself down. Let's say you've been struggling to get your garage cleaned out and decide to ask a friend for help. All you have to say is, could you help me clean out my garage and I'm prepared to bribe you with food? What you don't need to say is, I am such a screw up. I can't seem to clean my garage. It is the ADHD as usual. It makes me such a loser. Could you help me? If you feel you need to explain, maybe say, you know, I keep procrastinating on getting my garage cleared out. It would really help me to have a buddy to help me get focused and get it done. I'm prepared to bribe. How about you help me for a few hours and I will take you out to a movie and dinner as a thank you? Now, not everyone, of course, is going to say yes. That is fine. But you will definitely not get any help if you never ask. Make the ask simple and succinct, preferably with a benign bribe attached. Also, be sure to be willing to reciprocate. Offer to help others out when you can. They'll be more inclined to help you out when you need them. I've talked in the past about what I call a credibility bank. Like any bank, in order to have money to withdraw, you need to first make deposits. We can do that with relationships too. With each person, you have a credibility bank account. You make deposits by contributing to the relationship and not just taking from the relationship. Look for opportunities to contribute so that when you have a request or need a favor, there is credit in your account with that person. When you need help, Whether it's related to your ADHD or not doesn't really matter. What matters is how you ask for help. Be succinct. Don't explain too much all about why you need the help. Try to offer value in return. Don't disparage yourself in the asking. Always look for opportunities to help others because then they will be more inclined to help you. I believe we are all here on this earth to support each other. Let people help you and make sure you help other people. We can do all this without getting into the ADHD and why that might cause us to need extra help. Well, that's it for today. For more information about Abigail Worf Coaching, please go to www.abigailworf.com. There you'll find many free resources and information about ADHD coaching. If you wish, you can opt in and start receiving my newsletter that covers topics related to ADHD and productivity. Talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Come back next week for a new episode. For show notes and free stuff, go to abigailworf.com.